Hello everyone, this is Benevolent Heretic with the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast. I apologize for the continued poor quality of my audio, but I'm working on it. Got some new hardware and a keyboard, but having setup problems and we're working on a resolution. Anyway, I saw a most excellent movie last night called What the Bleep Do We Know? It's a very different kind of movie. It's a light but very meaningful introduction to quantum physics in a way that everyone can understand. If you saw and liked a movie called Mind Walk, you'll probably love this one too. My husband and I both really loved it, and I highly recommend it. You can look into it at www.whatthebleep.com. There were several concepts covered in the movie that really helped me to nail down some of my beliefs. One of them goes something like this. The biggest mistake made by organized religion is in separating us from God, in making God a big fatherly type entity who watches us and notes when we do bad and when we do good and keeps track and ultimately punishes or rewards us at the end of our lives. I've never been able to answer the question, why don't you believe in God? But hearing that simple idea inspired an important insight for me. I don't believe in God with all the normal connotations of the fatherly figure. However, I believe there is something about the unity of us all that I believe could be called God. I still can't call God He because it's an incorrect pronoun as far as I'm concerned, and I won't say that I believe in God simply because there are too many assumptions made by people and I don't wish to mislead anyone. But I came to a very important understanding of myself and my beliefs when I thought about that travesty that organized religion has inspired. The travesty of separating ourselves from God and looking upon ourselves as lowly, unworthy, shameful, sinful creatures, while God is a perfect, holy, separate being. I just don't buy that, and I never will. Mr. Whoopi, if you have not seen this movie, you absolutely must. I thought of you while watching it. You will love it. Another thing that was said that touched me particularly is something one of the filmmakers said. I can't remember the quote directly, but it was something like, "The height of arrogance and the height of control was when man made God in his image." Now, that hit me square in the forehead like a brick. When man projected onto his version of God the corporeal qualities of anger, vengeance, pettiness, jealousy, and arrogance, he did himself a great disservice. When man attributed the mindset and emotions of physical humankind onto a spiritual God, he made God in his image, which I just don't believe is the case. God is the spiritual unity of us all. For us to think that we can offend God is just ridiculous. For us to think that God gets jealous if we don't give him enough attention is just nonsense. I don't want to give the wrong impression. The movie isn't about God. It's about quantum possibilities and theory, a subject I'm fairly familiar with. But there was a spiritual element as well, which I really enjoyed. The God stuff really had an impact on me, and I wanted to share it here. I'd love to hear any feedback you may have and your ideas on these concepts or the movie. So, thanks for listening.